This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. President Joe Biden asked the Congress for $40 billion to support Ukraine, replenish U.S. disaster aid, and bolster border security on Thursday. $13 billion of that will go for emergency defense aid to Ukraine, an additional $8 billion for humanitarian support through the end of the year. Also on Thursday, President Biden marked the one-year anniversary of an act which provided money to take care of U.S. veterans who were exposed to toxic chemicals from burn pits. The AP's Ed Donahue reports on that.
The PACT Act delivered the largest expansion of veterans' benefits in decades.
It's personal for my family, but it's also personal for so many of you.
Many soldiers were exposed to burn pits used to dispose of trash on military bases in Iraq and Afghanistan. The president says his son, Beau, lived about 400 yards from a large burn pit in Iraq.
The wastes of war, tires, poisonous chemicals, jet fuel, and so much more. Toxic smoke, thick with poison, spreads through the air and into the lungs of our troops.
Speaking in Utah, the president mentioned his son.
He went with the fittest guy in his unit and came home and he came home but died of glioblastoma.
The president also pointed out the PACT Act cleared Congress with bipartisan support. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Iran has moved five Americans from jail to house arrest, officials and family members said on Thursday. The first step of a delicate deal that would unfreeze billions of dollars in Iranian funds and allow the prisoners to leave the Islamic Republic. Progress on the prisoners, one of them detained for nearly 8 years, comes after quiet, exhaustive diplomatic talks between the longtime adversaries.